It's been 1 year since five of the nation's biggest banks reached a $25 billion settlement with state attorneys general across the country over charges that the banks used faulty practices to foreclose on hundreds of thousands of homeowners. A report released today from the office overseeing this agreement says more than 500,000 borrowers have received some form of mortgage relief. New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says nearly 22,000 New Yorkers have been helped. Joining me now is Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. Welcome back to WNYC, Guy.
Thank you, Amy. Good to be here.
So looking at this report, how are banks doing? Are they complying with the settlement?
Well, it certainly appears that they're applying with the dollar amount terms in terms of providing relief. When you look at it and you see a report that says they've provided some $46 billion in consumer relief, that's a pretty big number considering it was a $25 billion settlement. So that's certainly a positive. When you hear the number of consumers that were actually helped so far, it's a pretty small number. And when you hear reports that the complaints from consumers about servicing being mishandled or being given the runaround on a loan modification, that's, of course, reason for concern because those were areas the settlement was supposed to address.
So why this disconnect?
Well, part of it is just the way the mortgage servicing business works. It's easier to ask big servicers for money than it is to get them to fix the whole system. The system involves investors. It involves third-party contractors, lawyers, courts. It's a very complicated system that's not very easy to fix.
What counts in the end, the gist of what I think this agreement was heading towards, is to help people stay in their homes or find some sort of mortgage relief. So is there any sense from this oversight report on whether that is happening?
Well, it certainly happened with 500,000 borrowers or homeowners. When you look at the relief that's been provided and the actual terms of the settlement, it not only addressed keeping people in their homes, it helped people refinance their mortgage who were actually current and not in any immediate trouble. It helped people who had second liens that when they were underwater and wanted them to extinguish. It helped people do short sales and avoid a foreclosure. So not all of it was necessarily aimed at just dealing with foreclosure in and of itself.
We also learned today that home sales jumped in January to their second highest level in 3 years. Is the settlement helping stabilize the housing market?
Well, certainly the housing market is stabilizing. I guess the big question is, did this settlement play a significant role in it? I think most analysts or economists would say the housing market would largely be where it is now, even if the settlement had not been reached. But it certainly hasn't hurt it. And for the borrowers who have been in distress and are getting some relief out of it, it's certainly a big plus for them.
Has the settlement changed how banks make and service loans?
In theory, it has. You know, some of the provisions or requirements of the settlement are servicers can't so-called dual track, being talked to a borrower about a loan modification at the same time they're pursuing a foreclosure. It also required them to have a single point of contact or somebody they could talk to on a continual basis when they're talking about a problem with their loan. Those were all requirements. It's, however, significant that those probably are the two biggest area of consumer complaints that have surfaced in the past year also. So it's hard to make the case we fixed that, although those were part of the agreement.
So it's not clear whether this settlement is helping to stabilize the housing market, although it is showing signs of life. It's unclear whether it's really resolving some of the problems that led us to this housing crisis and some of the problematic actions of the banks, because we are still hearing complaints from a lot of consumers. A lot of money being spent helping a small percentage of people who were affected by robo-signing and these banks' actions. So a year later, what is this settlement about?
Well, I guess if you look at it from 10,000 square feet or 10,000 feet, there are probably three major provisions in this settlement. One of them was to punish servicers for robo-signing and foreclosure abuse. Another one, which you identified, is to help as many homeowners as possible avoid foreclosure. And then the other one is to improve the servicing process to the point where everybody is getting a fair deal. I think we're making headway on the punishing and getting money out of the major servicers. We're only partway there in terms of avoiding foreclosure, and the fair deal still needs to be worked out. There are a number of other federal actions. There are major mortgage servicing regulations that were just finalized by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which basically duplicate a lot of the provisions in the settlement. So sooner or later, we're going to have those fair deal type servicing provisions in effect, and we'll have someone, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, policing it, which is a lot better than having a single person or a single state try to do it on their own. In terms of avoiding foreclosure, if you look at new statistics, for example, that just came out today from the Mortgage Bankers Association, the foreclosure inventory and the number of foreclosures started is the lowest level we've seen since 2008. I'm not sure we can attribute that decline to the settlement. It certainly hasn't hurt, but we've had a whole bunch of factors that seem to be in motion that are improving the housing situation, the foreclosure outlook, separate from this settlement.
So a sign that the wave of foreclosures might finally be coming to an end.
Yes, they're certainly improving at a fairly significant rate. They were so high before that it would take several years before we get through that, but we're certainly moving fairly rapidly in the right direction.
Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance, thanks so much for joining me on WNYC.
You're very welcome. Good to be here, Amy.